Yo, 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 what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your Braves recap. We're back at another Braves recap for July the 1st. Tough night for the Braves again offensively, losing 4-0. Had an opportunity to score a few times, first inning taking in 32 outs. Nothing doing there. Michael Harris had a leadoff triple in the fifth inning. Couldn't get him in at all. Grant Holmes, again, another double-digit strikeout night. 10 on the night, second of his career. Completed six innings, but nothing doing offensively for Grant Holmes. Another double-digit strikeouts for Grant Holmes, and the Braves don't win. And that was June 15th against Colorado, and then on the first against the Angels. W strikeouts, no win. But offensively, Braves are just struggling right now. Scuffling. You know, you're hearing Snit's comments. He doesn't know. He's trying to change lineups. He's trying to shuffle guys up and down the lineup, try to get things going. Nothing doing right now for the Braves offense. So, just got to... He says, keep on plugging away. And he said, do what's on the back of your baseball card. And these guys have done it before. So we'll see about that. Like I said, the Braves dropped 38-46 on the year. And offensively, they're struggling. Pitching's been there. Offensively, not so much. Then Dylan Lee came in, you know, in the eighth inning, gave up a walk to Mike Trout, then a double happened, and Jorge Soler hit a double, then made it 3-0, then Luis hit a single to make it 4-0. At that point, I knew the Braves were cooked. Offensively, this ain't been there. Haven't been getting any runs in, so today is a new day for the Braves. We'll see what happens, but offensively, just been a struggle. Snit talked about Profar coming back, putting him in the middle of the lineup, and seeing what he can do for some guys. Switch hitter, see what he can do. Get things going for the guys. And also tonight, Ronald Acuna Jr. had 4 strikeouts, which is rare for him. So, you know, I don't know if it could be the hitting coach or whatever, what have you, what the guy's not hitting where they need to hit, but Snit keeps saying guys done it before. It's like the Braves have no margin for error right now with their pitching. Pitching has to be lights out just to hope you can be in the game to win 1-0 to 2-1, you know what I mean? Because offense is struggling so bad right now, but we shall see. We'll keep looking away with these Braves recaps, but that was this game. I'm the first. Angels again tonight, number July 2nd. We'll come back with you with a recap of tonight's game. Keep watching it at BS3 TV, Believe Network, and the Boss Man Show for your Braves recaps. Here's some clips on the back end from last night from Brian Snicker and Grant Holmes. Check out some clips from today's post-game pressers.
How is this for this to happen twice for you to have such great games? Well, you've had a lot of great games lately, but two of them to stand out, these two double-digit strikeout games, and really not get rewarded for it.
You know, it is tough, but like I keep saying, you know, it's baseball. You know, we don't come to the field and expect to, you know, not hit, not pitch well. Expect to pitch well and hit well. So it's just the life of baseball. You know, it can be so rewarding and suck so much at the same time. So it is what it is.
It allowed you to thrive like you have in recent starts?
I feel like it's, you know, it's life. I feel like that's been one of my main keys, you know, and also the cutter, keeping them off the heater. I feel like I've been fortunate enough to be able to put the slider where I want to, and it's worked out pretty good for me.
With these pitches, did you think you'd get to this level where you'd get 27 swings and misses in a game? I mean, that's one of the top totals this year and one of the best ever for a Braves pitcher since 2008.
You know, I don't ever expect to go out there and get that many swing and misses, but, you know, I do feel like my stuff is good enough to get that. But to say I think that I could go out there and get it quite often, that would be kind of dumb of me to say. But, you know, I feel like, you know, the slider and the curveball and those two pitches themselves, you know, I've pretty much thrown the curveball my whole life, and it's what's got me here. So then the slider I've added, it's what's helped me, I believe, stay here. So I think those two pitches have really helped me.
What about your first season being stretched out as a full-time starter in the major leagues? At this point, individually, what kind of evaluation and assessment would you give yourself?
You know, I'm feeling good. It's, you know, still got a long way to go. And for me, it's, you know, being able to pitch every fifth, sixth day, giving off days in between, to go out there and give it my best and go out there and try to stay healthy for the whole year.
Grant Holmes has developed into a guy that seems like he could be a fixture for you guys for a while.
Yeah, he's done a great job. I mean, now he's kind of taken to the starting role and making adjustments, you know, his pitch mix and things like that, the durability. It's a lot of really good things.
I'll tell you, waste here.
No, it's tough. You know, it seems like we're talking about this way too much. I don't know.
Maybe a better question, Misk, about this offense. I mean, is there anything that you can latch on to give you optimism?
Well, the biggest thing is we got some guys that have done it before, and you just hope they rediscover it again and do what, you know, I always allude to the back of the baseball card. We have a bunch of guys that have that, and a good one. Who's hoping at some point it clicks and they get it going.
Tonight was not at least expected with Acuna striking out. Michael got that leadoff triple in that inning, didn't
he? No, it's. I think we had second, third, nobody out the other day. Couldn't get a run across. And, you know, a game like this, that's a big run, obviously. I'm, you know, we're scrambling the lineup. We're trying, I feel like I'm trying to do different things, and it's just not working.
With
thing with this offense, I know Seitzer said he felt it was between the ears a little bit.
Well, no, this whole game is that. I'm telling you, this is a, you know, it doesn't profile like, but this is a mental game, and all of it, you know. So yeah, it's about confidence and feel, and you know, I think we bring, you know, we kind of get into the probably overwhelm ourselves with mechanics and video and all that kind of stuff, you know. We've made it a really mental game, I think, in the industry. You know, they didn't have all this information, they didn't have all the video, whatever, and those guys put up unbelievable numbers and made it to the Hall of Fame. But now we're kind of overanalyzing everything, and this has been a mental game from the origination of it, and that's why you have such, you know, why I know I do, have such respect for those guys that play it at such an elite level for so long.
Speaking of the mental game, the mental game.
Well, I think, you know what, I kind of look at it like and thinking he's going to be good for our lineup. It, you know, it's going to be an impactful switch hitter in the middle of our lineup, and, you know, I feel good about getting him back and putting him in there. You know, hopefully he can spark us and do something to help us, you know, get things going.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps, Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.